Paul, tell me about some of the RAC projects funded through the Resource Advisory Committee this year. That I understand that made quite a difference in what you were able to do, that money.
Yeah, that was money that we put proposals in at the local Resource Advisory Committee, went through a process and approved those. And that was a big lift to us in our program in terms of making improvements and taking care of deferred maintenance on our trails and cabins and things like that. One of the ones we had out on island here was the Crane Lake Trail project. It was about 700 feet of trail that we improved right at the trailhead at Crane Lake.
Of the Three Lakes and the Three Lakes Loop Road.
Correct. It's an elevated boardwalk. It goes across that grass flat kind of area. That was a big one, and I think that's going to be a big improvement for that. That trail gets used a lot for people that go to the swimming hole there at Crane Lake.
It's been quite a while since that was replaced or repaired or changed, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we looked at an old photo, and we're guessing it was about 22 years. It looks great. They did an incredible job, and majority of that lumber was milled locally, and that's a big thing for us, too, is trying to get supplies locally.
As much as possible with this RAC funding, we've tried to buy local materials and also to put it out to local contractors when we're contracting it, and we've been pretty successful at that.
Can you touch on some of the other projects that were funded through the RAC money?
Yeah, well, for instance, the West Point Cabin out in Portage Bay, we replaced the deck out there. The wood was starting to get some rot, but especially all the metal fasteners were rusting away with the way the wind blows the salt water across the front of that cabin in the winter. And a pretty substantial RAC project we had was up at the Petersburg Lake Cabin in the Petersburg Creek Duncan Salt Chuck Wilderness area. As that was our own crew that did the work, we bought materials from a supplier out of Thorn Bay, and we used native materials, red cedar decking. It's called puncheon, where it's split instead of sawn. And then we cut local small poles up there for the stringers that the decking was mounted on. And we got about, what was it, Paul, about a quarter mile trail done up there. And on that Petersburg Lake Trail project, we had an artist in residency program where a volunteer came in for 2 weeks. Janet Davis came from back east in Connecticut. And she was with the crew working on the trail, doing a lot of photography. And then she's going to finish a project of hers that she'll be sharing with us. It'll become property of the National Forest. And then also she's going to have art shows with it back on the East Coast, trying to show the need for balance between areas that we develop and areas that we protect as wilderness.
One that we actually contracted out of CAKE was a Hamilton Creek Trail. And they actually just, a lot of that was just putting a new top coat on what was already existing, and then finishing what they didn't finish when we had reconstructed that trail in 1994. So it's actually, we didn't extend it, but we improved that last section. So it's all gravel, and it's going to last for a long time. That was a big one. That trail gets a lot of use for steelhead and coho use.
How many people roughly do you have working on trails in the summertime, or recreation projects, trails, cabins, that sort of thing in the summertime?
The last number of years we've had four folks on the trail.
Wow.
On the trails.
And they're doing most of this work themselves?
The Hamilton Creek Trail was contracted out, so there was a contractor that did that work. But yeah, the majority of the stuff that we've got through the RAC funding and other projects, yeah, is usually just those four folks.
Brad, there's been less and less money available for
right.
The recreation projects as far as regular Forest Service funding, so you've gone to grants for a lot of projects?
Yes, our general funding's been going down, but we've been pretty successful at competing for the grant funding, whether it was for RAC funding. There's another program called FDDS, but what it is, it's the fees that are collected from outfitter guides across the Tongass, and then a portion of those funds we compete for. And we were successful at that. A couple of projects funded out of that. One was Paul might want to talk about the Cascade Creek Trail project.
Yeah, it's actually just above the waterfall, that lower section before the bridge. And it was just a sort of a improvement on the trail slope and the grade of it, because there is a number of people that come up from the outfitter guides, and they're they can't handle large steps and things like that. So we just sort of put an easier gradient in there for them.
Kadake Bay was an entire replacement of the cabin that was funded by CIP, our capital investment program funds.
That was one of the regular funding sources that you do.
Right. We compete for those and those funds at the regional level, and those funds are getting smaller and smaller, but we were successful at getting that. That was a $182,000 contract, if I recall correctly. And that was a Ketchikan Ready Mix, got that contract out of Ketchikan. And the old cabin, which really wasn't one of our oldest cabins, but the stream bank was being eroded and encroaching on the front of the cabin, so we just replaced the whole facility. And that was completed in at the end of July.
Now, these are just a handful of projects we're talking about, but you had quite a bunch more. People are going to notice a lot of changes as they recreate in various parts of the Petersburg Ranger District next spring and summer, or even this winter.
Right, and most of these are fairly small projects. You know, that's the type of funding we're getting. They're not huge sums of money, so we're chipping away and trying to do really solid jobs with small sections of trails or on the cabins. Another RAC project was the cabin gravel paths, and Paul coordinated a project where we had a local contractor supply and deliver gravel to the Spurt Cove, the Cascade Creek, and the Portage Bay cabin, and graveled paths from the beach up to the cabin.
And around the cabin, actually, you know, like to the outhouse and to the woodshed and stuff. And, you know, one thing that, like Brad was saying, we're getting small pockets of money, but we're trying to make it count. So stuff like gravel paths, you know, in terms of longevity, that's going to, you know, you're getting your bang for your buck there. It's going to last a long, long time. So that's sort of what we're looking at, too, of not only just fixing your problem, but looking at a long-term solution for it.